by American Public Media and Krista Tippett's new book, Speaking of Faith, the Book, A Chronicle of Religion in Our Time, in bookstores now.
And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 19th of April, 2007. It's the anniversary of the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising of 1943, the largest uprising against the Nazis by captive people in World War II. Hitler had taken over Poland in September 1939. A year later, he had built a wall around the section of the city, 20 blocks by 6 blocks, in which Jews were given a month to move in. All non-Jews were ordered to leave. In the summer of 1942, the Nazis began the deportation of Jews from the ghetto to the concentration camp in Treblinka and deported over 300,000 from July to September in 1942. And when reports of mass murder leaked back to the ghetto, a group of people, mostly young men, formed a resistance organization. They smuggled in weapons, they organized underground factories to make grenades and bombs and mines. They created a chain of tunnels, trenches, and bunkers for people to hide out in. It was on this day in 1943, the first day of Passover, hundreds of German soldiers entered the ghetto in rows of tanks, planning to destroy the ghetto in 3 days. But the Jewish resistance fought back. The fighting went on for days. When they ran out of grenades, the Jews fought with kitchen knives and chair legs. They held out for almost a month. And it was on this day in 1775 the first battle of the American Revolutionary War began. There were 700 British troops who marched on Lexington, Massachusetts to capture colonial munitions and 77 militiamen facing them on Lexington Green. A shot was fired. The British attacked. The colonial militia went into retreat. The British marched toward Concord. But word had gone out throughout the countryside that the British were attacking, and volunteer militiamen began to show up from as much as 20 miles away. So there were several hundred of them assembled at the North Bridge above Concord when the British entered the village. There was some shooting between them. Finally, the British decided to return to Boston, and it was on the road back to Boston that the heaviest fighting broke out. The British had to flee 18 miles to get back to Boston, and for those entire 18 miles, the colonists followed them and fired on them from behind trees and stone walls. It was the first time in the history of the colonies that colonists had fired upon British soldiers. Here's a poem for today by Brenda Shaw entitled Parent. Father, I know more about Mother than I do about you. And she died when I was a baby. I lived with you for 18 years. In all that time, you seldom spoke. Your favorite words were, oh my gosh, said in 3 different tones for 3 different sorts of occasion, in surprise at an unexpected pleasant happening, in anxiety if I were proposing some crazy stunt and you were worried, in despair if the worst that could possibly happen had happened. I wonder, is that what you said when Mother died, without warning, without saying goodbye? Somewhere along the way I asked you questions, very few. One was, what was Mother like? But you couldn't find the words. Another was, which of your 2 wives did you like the best? You said, the one who gave me you, and choked up. Later I asked, do you believe in God? You said, no, I guess I don't. On that, at least, we agreed. We knew each other on a level beyond words. There were no divided loyalties. I knew you'd stand behind me or beside me, whatever happened. There was one question I never had to ask, the one sure thing in a nightmare world was the knowledge that you loved me. Parent, a poem by Brenda Shaw, from her collection Poems of Maine in the 1930s and 40s by One Who Lived Through Them, published by Moon Pie Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of favorite poets, readings, guides, audio recordings, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Production assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.